So, what do Virgil and Zambia have in common?
So I begin the old drift with an epigraph from Seamus Heaney's translation of Virgil's Aeneid, and it's specifically a passage where Aeneas has gone down to Hades, and he witnesses a remote grove with the river Lethe flowing past, and there's a hovering multitude on the shores, the banks of the river, and he doesn't understand who that hovering multitude is. And Virgil, in Heaney's translation, describes it as like bees in meadows on a clear summer day, wafting in mazy swarms. And he asks, you know, who are these ones in such a populous throng? And Anchises answers, spirits. So Virgil, you know, is famously writing an epic here. I also associate Virgil with the companion to Dante in the Inferno. So obviously I'm interested here in the specific moment that has to do with death. And my novel began, its title at least began for me in a graveyard on the banks of the Zambezi River in, you know, what once was northern Rhodesia and is now my country, Zambia. So I'm interested in writing an epic about my home country. And the question is, how do you write the story of a nation? And how do you describe the way time moves in kind of great quantity, kind of the large-scale passage of time? And to me, it seemed that the most clear path to that was to use the epic form. And I was specifically interested in this new translation, which I read a review of that quoted this passage, and it stood out to me. It's sort of like when Nabokov in Pale Fire talks about topsy-turvy chance and the way that life everlasting can come out of a misprint, these kinds of incidental things that you come across. I have no idea why I was reading that review or why that struck me, but that description seemed to me to evoke exactly what it was like to be on the banks of that river and seeing this cemetery at the old drift. So that's the relationship for me.